Jesus asked his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." St. Peter's great confession is the confession of the church. Jesus said, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Peter, whose name means rock, is not the one upon whom the church is built. His rock-like confession, however, is the foundation of all we believe, teach, and confess. The entire Old Testament proclaims God's mercy, that the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, will pay the price of the sins and iniquities of all people. Peter's confession declares Jesus as our only hope of salvation, the one who defeats sin, death, and the power of the devil. As Jesus lived, died, and rose again, so we too shall rise from the dead. The church exists to proclaim the message to all people, to you and to your family. It is in the church where you will be told of the forgiveness of your sins and be declared holy and righteous before God. There is nowhere else to turn for the comfort of God's grace. May our Lord grant you the desire to learn more, to hear the good news of the gospel as proclaimed each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church. Amen.